prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those in prison, to proclaim a year of favor from the Lord, a day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all those who mourn, and to give them for ashes a garland, for mourning robe the oil of gladness, for despondency praise. How fitting these words are for the saint of today, Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony, who is born in Lisbon in Portugal, but spent most of his life in the Franciscan convent of Padua, and they adopted him as their saint. He started life, his religious life, as an Austin friar, but meeting Franciscans, he became really enamored with their way of life. And after a very quiet, solitary almost life, studying and praying, he eventually, by accident, but there are no accidents with God, by accident he became recognized as a wonderful preacher and a great teacher. Someone described his preaching that when he preached, it was as though a torrent of fire poured over those who were listening. A man of great enthusiasm, great learning, great energy. A man who ruthlessly followed the way of his founder, Francis, and brought great crowds to God. He was also fearless, and there are many stories of his unbelievable courage in the face of great personal danger, when what counted was not himself, but the preaching of Jesus Christ. He was called, I suppose, as a Franciscan in a very special way too, because when St. Francis died, the person who followed Francis was a man called Elias, and he was a rather worldly-spirited man, and the general tenor of the order began to relax. And Anthony and another Franciscan named Adam were the two who opposed this trend, the losing of the spirit. And they had great ridicule and great persecution heaped on them on account of their rigorous stand for the original spirit. However, they won out in the end. And I'm sure all Franciscans are eternally grateful to Anthony and to Adam for holding on to the spirit, the true spirit of St. Francis. I suppose in popular devotion, we think of St. Anthony as a man who is very good if you've lost anything. And when you found it, you give St. Anthony something. I don't know, here we have the tradition of giving it to a collection called St. Anthony's Bread, money that goes to the poor. And somehow this simple, if you like, unsophisticated devotion reflects something of the great life of Francis, of Anthony. He was a man of great preaching ability, a man of great student, intellectual, academic achievement, and yet he was a most gentle man. And I think that when we have run into certain difficulties, that we have lost something that we need or something that is of value, Anthony is concerned. And then he also shows his concern for the poor, as he always did in his life. And maybe this is what we can take from this great feast. We will be concerned for people's even small little difficulties, their small irksomeness, and we will have the generosity, we will have the courage to be good to the poor and to trust in Jesus Christ. Almighty, ever-living God, you gave St. Anthony of Padua to your people as a preacher of great power and a patron in their needs. Grant that with his help we may follow the Christian way of life and feel your aid in all our trials. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.